Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, and tonight we're going to be lifting the lid on some of the stories that the mainstream media would rather we left right where they are in the dark. I'm joined by my pal Augie, who's going to help us through some of the stats and figures as we take a whistle-stop tour around the globe looking at these really fascinating stories. And we're starting, of course, with my old pal Sleepy Joe. The State of Ukraine address. Oh, sorry, the State of the Union address. He did mention America in the speech, didn't he, Augie? I think at one stage. Yeah. So, of course, this guy's as sharp as a pin. He's not 81 years old. He doesn't mix up Israel and Egypt. He knows up and down and back and front. And he definitely would be able to find his way back from the vets if he got lost. I don't know. But we're going to check out part of his speech where the House leader, Mike Johnson, was just really, he was chewing on his own lip as this dude really made him feel uncomfortable. Let's run it.
When he was president.
So this, Augie, reminds me of like a part in Marriage Counseling when the husband is told, okay, Mike, you got to stop and listen to what Denise has to say. This is her time. You're going to listen. And he's just kind of, oh, Jesus, no. You know, you insulted me at my mother-in-law's birthday. You beep the horn in the car when I'm outside the shops. Check out his face. It's unreal, unreal. And, of course, another sort of take on it was from the big Don, Donald. I mean, look at this circus. I mean, can you imagine that the United States, that Biden and Trump are the two front runners. These two guys, I don't know, what did they add up to together if you added their ages together? You'd be back in the Civil War, right, Augie? But imagine Donald Trump ran this video during the speech, actually, turning Biden into a googly-eyed freak show. Check this. Augie, run it there.
We're going to buy America.
I mean, look at Harris. Kamala Harris actually looks better with the googly eyes.
America's been the law since 1933. Also caps, and won't it go into effect
in 2025. This is good.
By the way,
look, Pinocchio, the nose.
And the benefit expires in 2025. New electric grids that are able to weather major storms and not prevent those.
Oh, Jesus, man. I mean, it really is a show. Of course, you got to really ask yourself. Nowadays, it costs about $1 billion, I think, Augie, to run for president of the United States. You know, I read this in U.S. media. So is that a reflection of the representation of the ordinary worker, ordinary people? I don't think so. And there are billions being spent by corporate donors, weapons manufacturers, big pharma, of course, and all sorts of media groups are funding the American political machine. How much was spent this year?
$4 billion.
$4 billion was declared, but that's not all. If you look a bit deeper, there's a lot of what they call dark money, right, Augie? And the dark money, nobody seems to know where it comes from, who donates it, and that's influencing on the other side of the big corporate donations. So you got to really ask yourselves, who is in charge, Augie?
You get to hit the Biden effigy, though.
If you're really disgruntled, you can always take out all your frustration. Dial this number now and buy your own effigy of Sleepy Joe. You're feeling frustrated. The husband is being unkind to the mother-in-law. Dial this number and buy your own Sleepy Joe doll and beat the crap out of it. Augie, run it there. I'm sure this is... This used to... Jesus, poor old Joe. Oh, boom. Oh, my God. They really don't like this dude. Oh, what? What did he do to you? He's just, as the investigator said when he left all the documents lying around, like the nuclear codes, he's just an old dude. He doesn't really know what he's doing. He don't need to beat the crap out of like that. Okay, so we're staying stateside and we're taking off up in, well, if we're in a Boeing, we may be coming down. But we're going to be joining Boeing up in the clouds for a beautiful drive and fly through the realities of corporate when you check out what some people in Uzbekistan saw when they're on the ground about to take off on one of these Boeing jets. Now remember, these dudes make a huge amount of money, billions of dollars in profit. Imagine looking out the window of your plane and seeing this. Augie, run this. Now, it may look like my four-year-old went out there with a bowl of porridge to repair a few holes on the wing, because this is what it looks like. Now, Boeing actually says that this is absolutely normal, that they're adding a bit more plastic to the mix to patch up a few holes and keep the paint on. Man, what do you expect to see next? The pilot sitting out there with a beer and a cigar waving back at you as they take off? It's a complete freak show. And what's most important and even more interesting is how much money has been spent by the aircraft industry. Remember, these planes are dropping out of the sky, literally, doors blowing off. I mean, you'd wonder, has Lego in Denmark been involved in the design? Because more bits fall off of a Boeing aircraft, it seems, than in a Lego set. But anyway, so when you see what's actually happening, see how much money these guys are spending. The aircraft industry has spent, I think, $68 million this year alone in the States to help politicians understand that safety isn't really all that important, Augie. You don't really need to worry about that. Let's move things along a bit. Now, these are the same guys who voluntarily stopped using Russian titanium, probably the best titanium you can use in planes. Before they were told not to, they were first in the queue. We don't want Russian titanium. Titanium. They don't need it anymore. Their planes are, as you can see, are completely safe. You don't have to worry. Porridge on the wings, pilot on the other wing, having a beer, a pair of high heels on, heading to a parade in Mexico. But the reality is, a lot of politicians are making some serious notes from the aircraft industry. And one of them, a Miss Cantwell, as you can see beside me, just so happened to be involved in voting to loosen the safety regime in aircraft in the States. Can you believe that? This woman lobbied and voted to loosen the quite stringent safety rules regarding building aircraft. And something else about her, Augie. This lady also seems to have got $200,000 in cash from the aircraft industry. Completely coincidental, my friend. Completely coincidental. Keep your eyes on the wings. And of course, somebody you won't be seeing sitting out on the wing enjoying a cocktail and a cigar on your Boeing flight is John Barnett. Who's John Barnett? Well, I can tell you who John Barnett is. John Barnett is the man who is the engine of all the scrutiny that Boeing is now under. Maybe Boeing have taken their eye off the ball actually building safe aircraft because they're so up to their tits in the weapons industry. And maybe they're completely preoccupied with sending weapons to Ukraine. But poor old John Barnett managed to suicide himself in a tragic case of completely coincidental death. You become the center of attention in a huge investigation in a multi-billion dollar company, which is flushing hundreds of millions of dollars of cash into the pockets of the elite in the United States. And of course, you just happen to wake up one day with a sunroof in the back of your head. Nothing to see here, boys. Okay, so we're going to fly back across to Europe, not on a Boeing aircraft, and we've arrived back in Ukraine, the centre of freedom, democracy, liberty. These are the boys fighting for Ursula von der Leyen's absolute vision of the Alice in Wonderland, Golden Globe Award, happy days, reality. Not these poor dudes who got caught in a van trying to escape from all that. Ukraine is such a wonderful place to be, particularly if you're a man of military service age, that they cram into a van and they have a little party talking about how excited they are. I'm going to be a Leopard driver. Yeah, I'm going to be a Challenger driver. I'm getting an F-16. Let's have a party in a van. No, it's not really what happened. These are, I think, about 30 men of military service age who are voting with their feet, and they've decided that they're getting the out of Dodge. And this is what it looks like in Ukraine right now. Pretty, pretty chilling stuff. So you got all these guys, right? And apparently, they were all charged, get this, $10,000 US to get this one-way ticket out of Shitsville. Now, imagine in Ukraine, a country rife with corruption, $10,000 is a lot of money. In many cases, a lot of people's life savings and their mothers' and fathers' life savings went into getting these men out of the meat grinder. And it's a really, 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 really powerful image of these men stacked up. And the next stop for these boys, unfortunately, Augie, is not going to be the playgrounds of Europe. It's going to be the trenches of Avdiivka. pretty messy stuff. Also in Ukraine, you've got an almost civil war erupting between these recruiters and ordinary people. Check this out. Here we see, apparently these guys are foresters, guys who work in the forests in western Ukraine. And they have been stopped and they're getting pulled out of their workplaces into the meat grinder. But one of the guys here has a different idea. He decides to take the law into his old hands and he decides to play skittles with one of Zelensky's boyos. Check this. So it's kind of medieval. You see the dude on the horse, right? And the guy in the yellow van has come and plowed in. He's actually knocked over one of the guys, right, Uggy?
Yeah, and now they're having axes out.
He knocked him over, he took the axe out, and then he goes to work on the recruiter's car. He puts all the windows in, and then he tells his pal to get on his horse, literally, on your horse, bro, getting out of Dodge. And the boys ride off into the distance. And more these videos are surfacing where people are really behind these underdogs, ordinary people that just don't share this vision of dying for Ursula von der Leyen, Sleepy Joe, and Jens Stoltenberg. Okay, just across the border, of course, just beyond Poland, we're back in the land of absolute free... we're back in Germany, and we're with Eva Braun's grandmother. No, it's not, is it? What's her name?
Marie Strack-Zimmermann.
Marie Strack-Zimmermann has been very upset by the fact that someone has called her a warmonger. I am not a warmonger. I am a peacemaker. Jawohl.
Nicht wir sind die Kriegstreiber, sondern wir sind die Friedenstreiber. Hören Sie genau hin. Hören Sie genau hin.
I feel like I'm back in Nuremberg.
Und wer mir was von Kriegstreiberei erzählt, der soll in Moskau anrufen oder bei Radio Moskau.
That's just Friedenstreiber.
What is it called? Friedenstreiber?
Friedenstreiber. Peacemongers.
She's a Friedenstreiber. I usually pay extra for a bit of Friedenstreiber. So this woman kind of defines this liberal, hawkish, Green Party, anti-human political elite that seems to be populating Germany. It's like, you know, this bareback woman talking about the guy on the horse. You know, these are just really numbnuts people. There doesn't seem to be a statesman or stateswoman left in Europe. Bring back Merkel. All is forgiven, Frau Merkel. Kommen Sie bitte. And remember, meantime, the head of the German Luftwaffe, very, awkward name. You'd think they would have rebranded after a little thing called the Second World War, where they nearly destroyed the whole f***ing planet. What will we call the new Air Force, Oggy? Let me think. Yes, why not the Luftwaffe? Oh, great idea. So meanwhile, Miss, what's her name? Frau Funfunstoffler. What is her name?
Strack-Zimmermann.
Yeah, easy for you to say. Meanwhile, Frau Strack-Zimmermann is telling us that she's a peacemonger. Her boyos up the street in the Air Force HQ are planning to blow up a bridge in Ukraine. I mean, come on, give me a break. This is a shit show. Okay, so stateside, we're not taking a plane. You know why. We're heading back to Germany. And in Germany is the home of Frau Zimmerfluffer and the Luftwaffe. It's also the home of a very liberal, revising way to look at some of the most misunderstood people in our society. Yes, the paedophiles. Oggy, run the video.
Most of us feel discomfort when we think about paedophiles. But just like paedophiles, we are not responsible for our feelings.
What?
We do not choose them. But we are responsible for our actions, and we must make...
The paedophiles are just misunderstood. It is quite simple, just like Uncle Adolf. He wasn't all bad. He built some motorways, the autobahn. He probably didn't mean to kill all those people. He got such a shock when he got the gas bill.
Are people who have not chosen their sexuality...
Too. Don't forget
it. Unlike most of us, will never be able to live it out freely if they want to lead an upright life.
What the?
We should accept that pedophilia is a sexual preference.
So here we go. This is the libtard, woke sanity. You've got a human being standing up in front of a room full of people and not being beaten up for saying, the pedos aren't the bad guys. The bad guys are the Russians. Because remember, by the way, now it's even safer to be a pedophile in Germany than to wear a Russian baseball cap, which you would get the utter crap kicked out of you for. We are really screwed. We're heading the wrong way, Augie. We're heading in the wrong direction, bro.
You have been since long. Do you know about pedophile information exchange?
Oh, the pedophile information exchange. Yeah, this is just great. So, you know, feeling down? Ring this number, the pedophile information exchange. Don't feel left out. You're having a lonely day as a pedophile. You've run out of videos to watch. Check out the pedo exchange and exchange some information with your fellow pedos, because pedos are people too. P-P-T. Get the hat made, bro. Pedos are people too. What was it last week? Make rape funny again. So, guess what? It ain't just the Germans who appreciate the pedos. Poor old pedos. I had it all wrong. I feel so bad. I used to dislike pedophilia. I used to think it was a completely revolting thing, and now I feel so bad because I was mean to the pedos. I'm so sorry. Hey, let's have a parade and dress lots of kids up as prostitutes. Roll it there, Augie. Yeah, this is real. It isn't made up, it's not a fake. This is a gang of kids dressed in suspender belts and S&M kind of bondage outfits in a gay parade, an inclusivity parade in Hispaniola. And guess who paid for most of this? Yeah, you did if you live in Europe, because the EU actually funds this city to hold this type of show. Check this out. What sort of freak wants to dress up little girls as hookers and then feed them jellies into their mouths, enticing them along the street with this gay flag? Is this normal in any reality? I mean, what the name of Jesus is Europe doing to itself? The tail is wagging the dog, and the dog has got f***ing rabies. I mean, this is it. So we're moving from Spain to another place where they speak Hispaniola, and that's Latin America. Now, Latin America is a place that our old pal, Emperor Count Dooku, old George isn't too happy with Latin America because it's kind of traditional. Men are men, women are women. Jesus, how terrible. But George has decided to pump in $78
million. $73 million.
73. I added in $5 million. I just donated it myself, to influence something. Dark money. We talked about Bill and his dark money. Where does Soros' money come from? Who elected him, Muggy? Was he ever elected?
Satan.
Who appointed his son as the boss of this? Satan, that was good. Yeah. But, I mean, who is this dude? An exceptionally influential guy who recently launched a big hit piece to his OCCRP on a couple of mates of mine here in Russia who had made films criticizing him. Interesting stuff. But over in Latin America, millions of dollars are getting funded in. And this is really interesting, Augie. Let's roll the video. Women's Day, 8th of March, a big day across the world now, getting more and more popular. Ordinary people were celebrating, buying flowers for their mums, their wives, their girlfriends. But the feminists, supported by George Soros, decided that they were having none of it. Roll it, Augie. So they have a protest against Women's Day. We don't want flowers. We don't want to be important. We don't want to be objectified and thanked for all the hard work we do. We want to be special. We want to be men. Check it out. So what happens is this poor dude on his motorbike decided to cross through their little parade, and they just started beating the crap out of him. Check this out. Look, unreal. Here we go. He was being nice about it. He just wanted to cross through, probably on his way to give a box of chocolates to his mum or his granny. Check out what the feminists did to him. Whoa! So then he stands up and says, okay, let's have it. And he starts flinging around. It's like WrestleMania. It's feminist mania. It's absolutely blitz. Hulk Hogan. Look at this. Unreal. Super stuff. So really, tonight, the thread has all been about dark money. Dark money that controls and influences a very small elite that seem to be at the center of a lot of wheels in a big machine that you pay the taxes to run. 84% of people in the United States think that big money has an influence, and a lot less people have confidence in the mainstream media. Old men, old women, Pelosi, Soros, Biden, and even Trump, these guys are dinosaurs, and they're running your world. I'll see you next week.
Hey, Chief. Hey, Chief.
Merci beaucoup.